The auto industry wasn't doing too well before the latest crisis on Wall Street. Now credit has tightened even more. In Europe, as in the United States, car companies are struggling to move merchandise. Spain is a good example. New car sales there fell by 42% this August compared to last. Now, as the world's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona, Spaniards are simply not buying.
At a spiffy Renault showroom downtown, Mariano Gonzalez works as head of sales. These days, that title almost sounds grandiose, because Gonzalez and his staff aren't selling very much. Gonzalez says he's averaging just a single visitor a day.
Muy mal. 50% menos que el año pasado.
Sales are going very badly, he says, off 50% from last year. He thinks it has to do with the economic crisis, generalized worry, and the fact that banks have shut off the taps when it comes to loaning people money. Banks in Spain have not been badly hit by the subprime crisis, but they are short on cash because they lent too much to home buyers and builders in a red-hot real estate market that's gone cold fast. Mortgage defaults are on the rise.
El que compra ahora compra por necesidad.
Now people only buy a car out of necessity, says Gonzalez. Before, people would buy on a whim just to change models. But today, they're putting up with the old car for a lot longer. The auto repair shops, he says, they're the ones with all the work. Work is starting to disappear from Spain's big car manufacturing plants. The Ford plant in Valencia has 7,000 workers. 1,200 are being laid off this week. Ford's Gonzalo Pino says management was caught off guard by the abrupt downturn.
La verdad es que ha sido una sorpresa muy fuerte, por decirlo de alguna forma.
He says the truth is that it took us by surprise and it hit us hard because we had our work planning already laid out for the next few months. General Motors is also set to give temporary pink slips to hundreds of its workers in northeast Spain. In France, Renault has announced 4,000 possible layoffs. No country in Europe, from Ireland to Germany, has been spared. Well, except one, says Sigrid de Vries of the European Carmakers Association, Portugal.
The Portuguese economy is a bit better off. You didn't see the housing bubble that you saw in Spain and also in Ireland. So it's a different economic situation.
De Vries says she doesn't think this crisis is going away soon. Salesman Mariano Gonzalez concurs.
Yo creo que a final de año...
He says he thinks that by the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of bad news coming out of the automobile sector with regard to cutbacks and layoffs in the factories and in the showrooms. Gonzalez himself has already let go 25% of his staff, that is, one of his four salesmen. But the looming layoffs in the auto industry look likely to keep Spain's double-digit unemployment rate and Europe's in general climbing upward. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.